another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome. You may want a dog that's not too big. You may just want to get a beginner. Or you may be your own.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
No matter how you slide it. So, we have another type of dog that is so attached. We let nobody walk out there when we come by.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Once they start to be a little aggressive, because before the child, it's all about them. So we're gonna just get ready. Great conversation. Good heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a beautiful
Alaskan Malamute.
Alaskan Malamute. I thought that was a husky.
Well, huskies are Siberian huskies, or the Russian. He's the American version, the Alaskan Malamute.
Really?
They get a little bigger. They get like 30.
Yeah, he's very chunky.
Yeah.
And he hails out of Alaska.
Out of Alaska.
What
the Inuit tribe?
The Inuit. I knew you were going to have some history on this animal. So give us some more. Now he's
the older breed than the Siberian huskies.
Okay, but the paws are big too.
Yeah, he's the older breed and they're a little bigger.
They
were used for transporting the whole village. They pack it up and they move village.
On a sled? On a sled? Wow.
This is the one from the
Iditarod. He looks like a beast, man, far as strength.
Yeah, he's strong.
You were saying that they were doing that with the trails?
Because the Russians, they use their dog, they're lighter weight because they use more speed to go from village to village for transporting things. But the Alaskan Malamutes were used to move the whole village. When the whole village was being moved to a different area, like chasing the caribou or whatever it was. So they pack them up and take them out. They're good with family members, they're good with kids, because they also kept them inside for the heat. So, you know, we have the huskies, for the most part, they were outside dogs. These dogs were more family dogs.
Is he at full breed here?
It's a pedigree. I brought it from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, from the Amish people.
How did you know all of this to get, and why did you, you were looking for this particular animal?
What happened was, I had German Shepherds all my life.
Yes, sir.
So what happened was, my German Shepherd, all black German Shepherd that I wanted, after she got 5 years old, she got being really possessive. Like you couldn't, if I was in the house, you couldn't leave the room and go from one room to the next if I was in the house. If I went to the bathroom, you couldn't come in the hallway. She got really territorial.
So what do you mean, like far as you're in the bathroom, protecting you in the bathroom?
Yeah, if I'm in the bathroom, take care of bathroom business.
Oh, I got that.
Anybody else come out of there, to go outside with her.
Until you came out.
Until I was out.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and then she also had a range. If I was outside, you couldn't come within 25 feet of me.
Of you. And this is protecting you.
Yeah. Now, the rest of the family, she was good with. And then she started getting more, as she turned 7, she started being more aggressive to family members as well, not just strangers.
Is that a natural occurrence in there? I think
we bonded so tight because we were always together that she clung to me.
Probably laying in your arms and doing
all that. She used to sleep on my knees. That's why I got arthritis now, because I don't have a dog sleeping on my knees. She used to sleep on my knees.
You said you have arthritis now.
Yeah.
But because the dog is not sleeping on your knees?
Because the dog is gone, don't keep my knees warm no more.
Oh!
Because him, I said I'm not going to do that with him. So he doesn't get on furniture at all. He doesn't even want to get on furniture.
Now, you said you went and purchased this animal from the Amish.
Yeah.
You went to
Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Saw him online, put a down payment on him. And then 3 weeks later, I went down.
And picked him up? Was he a little baby? Wow. And they breed them over there?
They breed all kinds of dogs.
Amish? Really? That's how they make their living?
It's a big business. That's where I got my old black German Shepherd was from. Wow. That's how I knew about them was through the dog. Now, this is when I got them.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Yeah.
To become
sick.
That?
Yeah. Sick. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you basically are into animals, basically. Dogs.
Yeah, I like dogs.
And he's huge. Does he have his own?
He weighs 97 pounds. That's his summer weight. In the winter, he's a little heavy, so I think he's a little heavier now.
He's shaded down now, probably.
Yeah. In the summer, he weighs 97. He goes to 97.
So what do you do? Are they supposed to get after exercise?
Need a lot of exercise.
A lot of running.
Four to six times a day.
You walk 4 to 6 times a day.
Yeah. In the mornings, I take him to Prospect Park, and you can off-leash from 6 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock. Anymore.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Your dog owners that give us a hard time in the playground, continue, sir. Okay, bye.
It's another podcast with the Porcupine.
Like 2 or 3 times a week, but there's certain seasons, like when the weather changes, when it goes from cold to hot, that first 10 days of being cold, he's going to, being hot, he's going to shed like crazy. So then you have to shed him, groom him once or twice a day for about 2 weeks.
Wow, that's a beast. He's strong. And now, did he acclimate to this society, to this climate? What was he normally used to?
Well, I'll tell you, anything over 70 degrees, he's miserable. He lays up under the air conditioner and just chills.
This is perfect for him right now.
No? Perfect would be zero.
A little colder.
A lot colder.
Right.
He loves it. Anything below zero, he doesn't want to come in. I had him, Prospect Park has a lake where the dogs can swim.
I heard about that.
And he went in the water after a ball. It must have been 30 degrees. He just went in the water like it was nothing. Came out, wasn't shivering. He shook himself off a couple of times, and he was bone dry.
And that was your first time seeing that?
I was amazed. I said, first of all, who goes in water at 30 degrees?
A damn husky.
Yeah. This Malamute went in there.
A Malamute husky.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a hidden secret. Their brains.
They smell danger, and
they have a sixth sense.
Yeah,
he has a massive head on.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
I don't want him to eat the
broccoli.
Oh, come on,
dog. Well, I feed him. It's called Call of the Wild, but I mix it. So sometimes I mix it with sardines. Sometimes I mix it with fish. Sometimes I mix it with salmon. Sometimes I mix it with corned beef hash. And then over here, I get 2 pounds of ground beef, and I'll mix ground beef with, I'll cook the ground beef.
You'll cook it first, yeah.
I'll cook the ground beef, and I'll mix it with the
food. That's your child right here.
Well, he's loved like a kid. Yeah.
I mean, this is a beautiful animal, and outside of all the animals, that's okay. All the animals that are, outside of all the animals that are in the neighborhood, there's a lot of unique animals and pets, you know. And let me just look at him from here. So have you thought about breeding him yourself?
No, I have papers on him, but no, I really haven't. People tell me, you should breed him to breed
him. And the Amish got it going on, huh? They breed a lot of dogs over there?
If you want to type a dog, say Lancaster, Pennsylvania, dogs, and then it'll bring up all the different dog farms. And then you just type in the breed you want, and it'll show you all these pictures. There'll be like 10 to 30 pictures of the dog breed that you want, guaranteed.
And the Amish got a lock on this industry, you think? Really?
Well, they definitely do it. Because when I went to pick him up, he was in the barn, and they had like, I'd say 18 stalls with different breeds in each.
And that little baby that you showed me in that photograph, and was it, somebody told me he spent $5,000 for an animal down that did it.
That's why I went to,
I want to know,
Pennsylvania, because if I brought him in New York, starting for this dog the way he is, it'd start at $3,000. It would start at $3,000 and then go up. But I went to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I got him for $1,500.
I love doing that, bro. And let me see if I can get a photograph of him. But this is beautiful. Look at me.
Hey, buddy.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I do a little talk show. It's the Facts of the Porcupine podcast, and I'm always fascinated. And I know it, when I put the mic on, it stopped the first half, so I'm going to connect them both. And it's a beautiful thing. And you do follow all of the Pupa laws and all of that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you know there's an issue around here with all of that.
No, come on, man. I keep me some bags on.
I believe that.
And then sometimes, the funny thing about these dogs, they have very sensitive stomachs. So I also keep.
I was going to ask you more about
the towel in case, you know, it's kind of loose.
All right.
They have sensitive stomachs. So he can go anywhere from pudding to constipated. That's
on a natural, and it's
yeah.
So what about the health aspects of them when they get age? Well, how old is he now?
He's 4 years old.
And what is the comfortable age of good life expectancy for that?
They go from 10 to 14 years, depends on the kind of lifestyle they have. If they have a vigorous lifestyle where they're working all the time, you can give them 10 years. But if they have a nice, easygoing,
comfortable,
you expect 14 years.
And the other thing, too, now, you know that's the full breed itself, right? They sell it with
now,
the
pig. Yeah, they sell it with the pig. Now, they also have another type. It's called the giant Alaskan Malamute.
He must be huge.
Those dogs.
Have you ever seen a full breed one?
Yes.
Up there?
If you go to Prospect Park, if anybody who's interested in seeing a dog show, go to Prospect Park on Saturday and Sunday. I'd say from people start coming out at 6. But get there at 7:30 to 9.
In the morning?
In the morning. You'll see at least 500 dogs. 500 dogs of all shapes, sizes, breeds, purebreds, and they're playing together, they're having fun together. And you'll see an Alaskan Malamute, and you'll see a giant Alaskan Malamute, and you'll know it because they are huge.
I got it.
They are huge.
And that is a lot of upkeep for the animal,
yeah,
no?
Yes.
And you're grateful to have him.
He's a good company. He's very. I like his temperament because he's very relaxed. He's not,
well, you don't need anybody like that's going to start pushing back on, like,
yeah.
Not a lot. Well, I think.
I
am so happy that you did this because I never saw that. There's a lot. Now, Forrest.
Now, this is a giant Alaskan.
Yeah, I can imagine. He's taller than the owner.
Yeah, and that's a husky.
That's what you have here. No, you have.
I have a regular Alaskan.
Oh, my goodness. Is he enhanced breed? Is he, you know, did they juice him up to get him that big?
I think it's just, they just kept breeding the bigger dogs with the bigger dogs to get him.
That thing looks 6 feet.
They're big. They're not little.
And are they? And he's not. And they're not valid.
No, see, that's another giant.
God have mercy.
That's a giant.
Wow.
That's a giant.
So what is it with animal owners? Is it the bouginess, the prestige?
No, I think it's the bond they have. Because you connect with your dog. Because I know when he wants to go out, and he knows when I don't want to go out. I know when he wants to eat. You know, I know when he's hungry.
That's incredible.
And not to mention, these dogs, like the huskies, they talk. They let you know they want. Like, he has a conversation that's when he wants food, when he wants water, when he wants to go out to play, when he wants to go to the bathroom. He's got different conversations. And then when he doesn't get his way, pounces, like throwing a tantrum.
Really?
Yeah. So they do all that.
And he's not violent? Obviously, he's sitting here.
No, he's relaxed. I mean, as long as I'm relaxed, he's relaxed. He'll engage with somebody. If I'm talking to him, he thinks he can engage with them. Otherwise, he doesn't bother.
That's why he's looking through my bags and everything and checking everything out.
I've never had a dog with
this. This was a wonderful conversation. They didn't even know that Prospect Park, as you stated.
Now, Prospect Park, you can also go to Fort Greene Park. You won't see as many dogs. You'll see a lot of dogs.
Oh, it's
a lot.
You won't
see the variety that you're going to see in Prospect Park. Because it's like meadows and meadows.
Yeah. There's somebody, you can have people grouping up in one area and go to the other area.
You're going to find the Doberman Pinscher people with the Doberman Pinscher. picture people, the German Shepherd with the German Shepherd people. That's why I say you see the giant Malamutes with the Malamute people.
There's more than one in the district, in the neighborhood, in Brooklyn?
So you got a lot of friends.
So is it like to have an exotic dog? Is it some type of being cool or
I think that's a choice? I think it's just the choice that you have. Like a lot of people do rescue dogs.
Right.
A lot of dogs in this neighborhood.
What do you think of rescue dogs?
I think it's a beautiful thing.
No, obviously getting them the love choice. But when they get done with them, they bring them back to the shelter.
That's what they weren't ready for the dog.
Right. Somebody left the dog in the playground, a pit bull. Somebody adopted it, take it. But and do you feel like the dog owners that you see around are responsible?
Yes, the ones that I know. Yes.
Like around this neighborhood. Because there's a lot of shit all over the place. People complaining.
Well, see, Dad, I have a problem when people don't clean up behind their door. Like he goes in the middle of the street. He won't go on the sidewalk.
You trained him for the curb. I just had a photograph of somebody with the dog curbing the dog. There's really no excuse for this.
He wants the middle of the street. He don't want the side.
Oh, he wants shit right there. So everybody knows
that line. That double. That's where he's going.
You can't have him doing that.
When
you're walking down the block, there's nobody around.
He does it in the middle of Halsey Street, like 1 a.m.
Halsey.
Yeah. He hit Halsey Street hard. But
in the street, though, that's fair.
He doesn't. Now, this is another.
All your life you had animals.
This is another Malamute. That's a female.
So this is a Malamute, your dog.
Yeah.
Oh, the whites. He's a
little. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's one. That's
looks like they eat grass and stuff, no? They look very good.
Yeah, oh, these are my friends with him. This is his album.
Oh, so this is a friendly with the babies? I see that.
Oh, he'll play with kids. He likes dogs, puppies, and kids. That's how he likes to play with them.
I'm incredibly interested.
And this is his friend. She's a husky. This is a husky, so you see the difference in size.
Right.
That's a husky.
And that's your animal right there.
Yeah.
You got a good deal for him.
She's a full-grown husky. And yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Forrest in... Oh, wow. Look how big that dog is.
No, that's him. Yeah, just a photograph.
Oh, is that Bon King?
Yeah.
That looks like Bon. I put the wood chips in there one year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but nobody want to keep that. I said, I'm a philanthropist. I need volunteers to help me do this, keep this Bon King space shut. One person got off their ass. And then another dog bit another dog. There's a lady that comes with her dog with the thing around his neck, spikes.
Yeah.
And that shit ain't cool.
No, it's not.
And then everybody's on their cell phone and the animals are running crazy. There was a brawl in there the other day I was in. You
got
to protect them. Because
he got into a fight with 8 dogs.
Over there. Yeah. Right. So I wasn't wrong about what I was saying.
Yeah.
You know, and plus he's too expensive to go, you know, like a lot of expensive dogs. You got to be careful with them.
You got to be on your toes.
Well, this is the Facts in the Porcupine Podcast. Got a chance. I saw an incredible animal.
Yeah, this is Coda.
Coda, okay.
Coda.
He heard that when he said that.
He's a Brooklyn wolf, even though he was born in Alaska Malamute, but now he's a transplanted Brooklyn wolf.
So he was definitely born in Alaska.
No.
No, where was he born? Oh, in Pennsylvania, right.
Yeah.
And he's from that. That gene comes from that end.
Right.
So is your dog the baddest one walking around the neighborhood? They don't bother him, though.
No, he's big. Yeah, and a couple of times, I thought I had to buy these people a dog, because when he gets into it, he gets wild.
Well, you gotta guess.
Like, if they can bark at him, they can nip at him, but if they catch his fur,
it's a game plan.
It's on and pop. As long as they don't touch him physically, he's good. But when they nip him,
and you have nothing to do with it, right?
I know. I got to. I'm trying to separate.
He's a little strong.
I don't want him here, but I don't want him to get vicious.
Oh, so he can mangle a dog.
Yeah. I was so scared. I've never seen anything like it, because I guess that's what the way a wolf is. Because
he has wolf tendency in there, no?
They people would like to think that, but no. No, they bred it out of
him. And he's just laying low. Yeah. Wow. It's incredible. Yeah. And, you know, people get... You know, he's funny with
a couple of his friends from
around
the block.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to see the other
Well, how many dogs you estimate in Brooklyn? It was never like that. So this is part of the gentrification, huh?
Yeah. In our neighborhood, I would say as many as people.
10,000 damn dogs.
Outside of Brooklyn, I don't know.
It's 10,000. It must be.
Listen, you go to the park, you're going to see 500. And those are the people coming to the park.
Right.
You know.
And then what I want to do is I want to get I ran, you know, I don't like saying it, but I have a plan that we can get a plastic Johnny pump and cut part of the sidewalk out where you have biodegradable little things, you know, that they could defecate and the rain will wash it down. Yeah. Because this shit is, you know, not everybody's into it. They can't, they do give up.
And this is another plastic Malibu. This is Misha. This
similar
is
to this.
This is Misha.
And they know of each other.
Yeah, since they were little. And it was funny because she's like 2 months older than them. And she was bigger than them for a while. I'm like, oh, damn.
No, yeah, no, no, no. And that's a female.
Yeah,
he's
good.
Can I just touch your dog?
Sure,
hold it. Wow, look at that. And when a dog tail wags like that, what does that mean?
That means they're comfortable, they're calm, and yeah. And he's good.
Do you brush his teeth?
No. I'm sorry.
No, I see. I know people that do all that.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing all that. Yeah, he's heavy, right? Tell the truth.
What school you go to?
I go to UCC.
All right, you sound like, you like animals?
I love it.
What's UCC, can I ask you?
It's
I know, what does it stand for, UCC?
It's
Uncommon
Collegiate Charter High School.
Okay, there you go, all right.
Seems like it's working good, because you sound very polite.
Yeah.
Do you have an animal yet?
No, I don't.
Oh, you got it.
I signed this because I was born in New York, but I moved to the suburbs, and I came back.
And you had a dog in the suburbs?
Never had a dog.
Well, oh, so they didn't have it, but you have them here. Do your parents know you have your eye on something?
What kind do you want?
Well, why don't you tell them that?
What are you, like French bulldogs?
I love anything fluffy.
Okay. Anything fluffy?
Yeah.
And he went to Pennsylvania to get this animal, right?
He's really big. Like, I've never touched a husky before.
Yeah. Well, what, he's a different type of husky, right?
Right. Now, he's a sled dog, but he's actually an Alaskan Malibu.
Let me see something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to lean on you like a cat. That's the way they hug. That's the way they hug.
Just doing it on purpose,
yeah,
and getting the feel of the human body.
Yeah.
Mama's scared over here.
You got to be careful, you know. You know, because these dogs, you know, different dogs have different temperaments, and they flip the switch. But he's good.
He won't.
Yeah, he's good.
And you have to strengthen up to hold him back too. How's the vet? Do you take him to the vet? Mm-hmm. Do all that?
Get his shots.
Does it get a little costly?
Yes,
what is the law? So most people don't really know the New York law. You have to have what? What are the major things to have an animal?
He's supposed to have all his shots. It's his temper shot. He's supposed to have his rabies shots. He's supposed to have his health shots, like parvovirus, to make sure he doesn't have heartworms. That's the main thing that will get him, is a heartworm. And regular one, and it should be licensed.
It should be licensed. I was talking about raising the license fee just to help them out to build more dog parks, because you know you got to
use that money for that. Because you know, people get money and they say it's for one thing, they go someplace else. It's earmarked for this, but they'll use it for something else.
Really? And you do you have one of those chips on them? No.
No, he doesn't have a chip.
You don't need one.
Well, I was going to get one, but then I.
Well, hey, man, I want to thank you. I'm Reggie Sweeney from
I'm Wayne Lewis, and
Mr.
I appreciate
Lewis,
you.
We are loving you for what you did, Mr. Lewis, educating the population, giving everybody some, if you want, dog and new beginners like us, you go to Prospect Park,
and
then they'll
have
like yourself.
Yeah, on a nice day, you can pick go good. There, and you'll enjoy it. They also have the, what do you call it, the farmer's market. So
right.
After you finish walking through, you buy some fresh food, go home and think about your dog that you're going to buy.
And the last thing I want to ask you, I saw a downtown Brooklyn near Borough Hall. They had the ASPCA, they had all these people that come there. And it was a young man similar to the way she feels about a dog with his mother. And they had rescues. And I thought that the animal that they were looking at, the pit bull, he was too old for that family. Because he looked like he was aging out. He's his first dog. I didn't think that they should have that. Any advice for parents helping their children get animals?
Well, depending on how active your lifestyle is, that's what kind of dog you should get. Always get a dog that it complements your lifestyle. If you're sitting on the couch all the time and you're not going out and you're not going to walk the dog, then get a dog that can stay indoors. Because you can also housebreak a dog, potty train a dog to use a litter box, like a cat.
In the house.
In the house. So this way, if you got a small enough dog, they can poop in the house on the litter box and they go smell up the house, you're welcome.
Okay. And up to you. You're going to get, well, he wants to go with you now.
But
so that's
you have an active lifestyle. You're in the park and you're doing
so. Match the animal to your lifestyle.
Exactly.
That's and then you can actually train an animal in the home.
Mm-hmm.
train them to curve, right?
Train your dog, learn to curve your animal, and socialize him so he's not aggressive.
Okay. Well, he's a beautiful animal.
Thank you.
And you did well. And
feed your dog like you feed yourself. Treat him like you treat yourself, and you won't have any problems. When somebody comes to the door, he'll be the first one.
And oh, fact experience.
Let me give you the show. I'll give you the one. All you have to do here is to stand right here. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do. You take my number and I'll give it to you. And I'll find out what to do next. You like them?
Oh, I love them.
And this gentleman is photographing. So let me give you my information.
Come here, coach.
He wants to go now.
Yeah, no, you can't go. You're not adopted.
And he sheds a lot, I know.
Oh, yeah, come. Phone. No, contact.
Right.
Contact.
This man loves your picture. What do you like about him?
I had a
husky. Oh. Yeah, I don't think this is the one. What type of husky you got?
Malamute.
Yeah. Wow, you got that.
Malamute? Yeah.
So much knowledgeable about these animals, like you guys do. You do it right off the bat. Look, she's smiling. What are you smiling about? All right. We are Bethany Simonson in the United States of America, Brooklyn, New York, and we got dog owners day just walking by. You just got to do it. Oh my goodness, he just. So when he rolls up on him, he just. Sidewalks are good in front of their house. For those who had problems with the tree, I don't know how to resolve it, but I do know that was an issue. Now, if you can verify, you didn't plant the tree. The city planted the tree, they cut it down. I don't know if you got pictures of somebody coming there from the city cutting the tree down. That means they own the tree.
But I got it.
In front of your house, your sidewalk is cracked through this.
No,
but it's in the street.
But what it is like, say this is the tree there.
Yeah.
And the curb is closer. It's closer to the curb. Say the curb is right here.
Right.
Come.
Okay.
The curb is right here.
Right.
The sinkhole is here. But if you take your hand on a stick, you can put the stick all the way to my shoulder with a broom.
So there's an issue.
And I feel
yeah, there's
it's
no bottom.
The
right,
side.
Right. So it's okay. So then you're gonna take that still photograph, a video, explain it, send it to me, send it up to Clay Color, and we're gonna figure out who's responsible because they're running you around because
yeah.
none of them want to be responsible.
Right. But I'm saying,
but you gotta say that it's
the
way
now
we're speaking.
Now, like I told you, it's the curb, right? If somebody gets out their car at
it's
night,
step right down in that hole. You gotta put that plastic cone like I do, like you know the cone, and stick it in that hole, and they'll get the message. And not just you gonna be bitching about it. You can have other people call up about it because either parking or stepping in is a problem.
Or a dog, if somebody's
it's a problem.
Their dog,
or a
dog,
cat,
dog,
they can fall down there. Or well, we want the rats to fall in it, but that ain't happening.
But it's so deep that. You know, I'd hate for a dog to be in there.
No.
Like
your point
little
is,
kid.
You made a complaint. You got to follow
I made
up.
Three.
So get all of them. You got to send it to me. I gave you my number, and I'm going to help you fix this.
Okay.
All right. We talked. I'm Reggie Sweeney, Mr.
Reggie
Lewis.
Sweeney, Wayne Lewis. Okay.
Okay. I remember, Mr. Lewis. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I'm here for my plant. When you talk to one second, the only thing with that attitude is that they get on the ground. But other than that, this is a match that forces my mind.
So, hopefully you learned something about selecting an animal, understanding the ability, and where you can go see it.
Oh, it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Stay well, stay safe. When you go get a lesson, you have to talk. Get something that will be compatible to your lifestyle.
Oh, it's another yes, podcast sir. Of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Yes, welcome.
Porcupine Facts. Your pet. It's almost like a there's a camaraderie
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Oh,